Chushevi Yingalat Tired alumni, I hope that everyone is Baruch Hashem doing okay. It's idea from the Talmid Baal Shem that they say when it comes Parshas Lech Lechu, finally the Eibishter takes a sigh of relief and he says, I am finally Zoiche to Shep Nachas from the world that I created. Because Bereishis Hanoyach are Parshis of destruction, are Parshis where people were not able to be Oymed Ben Asoyen, and people fell through, and the Eibishter had to destroy the world. Could be, with this Akduma, we could understand Vosevet Gebrengt in Svurim Lech Lechu Ma'artzechu. Because the Kasha is, why is there a doppelt solution, Lech Lechu? It should have said Lech. Vosevet Gebrengt, from Tzadikim, that what the Torah is telling us, Lech Lechu, to you, I'm talking to you as an individual, you should go where l'shoyresh neshmoschu, to the root of your neshuma. Analyze what the strengths and what your koiches are, and that is how you should build your life begashmias ebarachnias. Don't undertake projects, don't undertake, whether it is barachnias or begashmias, certain undertakings that you cannot deliver that are too hard for you to achieve. And wie der Rebbe Reb Zishev leg zogen, noch hinderten 20, wenn ich kämmer auf. I'm not afraid that they're going to ask me, Zishe, why weren't you like Reb Meilich? You want to know why I wasn't like Rebbe Reb Meilich? Because the Eibishter didn't give me the koiches. The Eibishter didn't give me the tchines and nefesh of my brother, Rebbe Reb Meilich. But you know what I'm worried about? They're going to ask me, Zishe, why didn't you live up to the expectation that I had for you to be the Heilige Rebbe Reb Zishe? This is what the Torah is telling us. Lech lechu l'shoyrish nishmaschu. The Eibishter does not give you a challenge that you cannot withstand. In Parshas Bereishis, in Parshas Noyach, you have Parshas where people were not able to withstand the tests that the Eibishter gave them. But Be'etzem, they should have been able to. Comes Avram Avini, and he has Esenes Yoynes. And Avram Avini is Oymed Ben Asoyen. What did he know that those previous generations were missing? He knew this drash, Lech Lechu L'Shoyrish Neshmoschu. He was able to zoom in and focus in on his koiches and nefesh and know that whatever Nesoyin the Eibishter is giving me, I can fulfill the tzivi of the Eibishter and I can pierce the test with flying colors. And that is why the Eibishter has Nachas finally in Parshas Lech Lechu, because finally comes a person that understands that I'm not throwing any curveballs at you that you cannot catch. It says Yediyah from the Balamissa that they give a mushal, a person was traveling and he comes into his hotel and room service brings his suitcase up to his room and he tries to lift it and he starts yelling, this is not my suitcase, and the butler comes up and says, how do you know you didn't open it? He says, because I cannot lift it, my suitcase had some diamonds in it. It was a very light suitcase, and this is a heavy suitcase. Senisht ma'am pekel. If a person finds himself in a matzav where he is stuck and he cannot move the boulder, he cannot overcome the issue. So listen, this is not what the Eibishter wants from you. Back up, focus, and see what you can do to go around it and move on in life. This is a lesson that we need for ourselves to analyze what our strengths are, our tchinas and nefesh. This is a lesson what we should be tevaya from our children. Sometimes our expectations from our children are not realistic and we don't take the time to analyze what is their shoyrish neshuma and what can they do with our spouses, with our business partners and with our friends. Duzuk is the Torah. Lech lechu l'shoyrish neshmoschu. Take some time, study yourself, get to know yourself, get to know your shoyrish neshuma, get to know where and what you can do, and azoyas the matzliach zan aleibim, alechtig in Shabbos.